This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What do we need to make the American economy great again? Bright, creative minds who break the mold, or drones who show up on time, keep their desks organized, and keep to the corporate line? Marketplace economics guy Chris Farrell is worried that our high-tech-driven hiring systems discriminate against the creative ones.
The computer is the hiring hall, and the hiring boss is an algorithm. And there was this real hope that all this computing power and all this data and all this information, boy, we're going to really match up employers and employees. So you wanted really creative people. You just go on the computer and you can just find them. And what has turned out is the exact opposite. So you have managements wandering around saying, we have this huge need for skilled workers and we can't find them. And my response is, your algorithms are screening them out.
Now, in Northern California and Silicon Valley, to some extent, the culture there has adapted to help look for the iconoclasts instead of penalizing them.
That's right. Now, I know you spent a lot of time in Silicon Valley, and I was just recently there a few weeks ago. And what always strikes me is what a small town it is, where it's competitive, but you know who is who, and what you're really backing is character. It doesn't matter if someone's new enterprise failed two or three times. What's the mantra? We want to back somebody who's tried three times and it's failed, because the fourth time, they will have learned how to succeed at starting a business. And that's the kind of environment that creative, innovative people work, not this sort of conformity of the ones who have always done well and never did anything wrong and pass the algorithm test.
But maybe the problem isn't the use of an algorithm. Maybe the algorithm needs to be changed. Maybe technology could figure this out.
Well, I think there is some hope with the technology. And you're starting to see, for example, with LinkedIn, which is this network that has been growing and is much more of a hiring hall, and people are using it. And I think in the sort of sophisticated sectors of our economy, there's a recognition that the technology, it can help out and you use it as a tool. But you really have to understand, what are those assumptions underlying the data, and realize that it's nothing more than a supplement.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's maven of economics. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.